This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Well, let's sit back into a conversation that the country is having today, commemorating and celebrating the life of Solomon Mahlangu. And we are also doing that. So we're speaking here and also with Gideon Mahlangu, who will be talking to us about the life of Solomon Mahlangu, celebrating Solomon Mahlangu and the events and other issues relating to that as well. And that should help us to also, another name, we should be able to know who it is. We should be able to celebrate. He is, of course, from the Solomon Mahlangu family. Mr. Mahlangu, good evening. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Mahlangu, good to have you this side. As we commemorate the life of Solomon Mahlangu, what do you want to say as the family? What is foremost in your minds as the family?
Thank you very much for the opportunity as the Mahlangu family. Obviously, you know, the passing of Solomon Kaloshi Mahlangu, it's a very painful day, but at the same time, we are inspired by the courage and the inspiration that Solomon brought to many young people in the country and the entire nation of South Africa for the critical role that he has played, for the critical role that he has played in the liberation struggle. Indeed, his word, he said before he was executed, are a testimony everybody is enjoying the fruits of freedom. And they were saying that he must continue to be an education monument to and born a coming generation. Despite the challenges you might face in life, you ought to stay positive. And it is only bravery, focus, commitment, and discipline that would make one to confront and address the social and economic challenges that are faced by young people in today's democracy. Certainly also inspired that, you know, every year you've got an African child was brutally shot, injured by the brutal police system of democratic government for an education, and was fighting for free and equal education. Also that Africans must not be introduced in the education system of an African child. He wanted, many don't know that Solomon Mahlangu wanted to become a teacher. That on its own explains how he was taking. You know, and it's very worrying that today you have the same young people from poor African families who are shot by the police of the apartheid, of the democratic government, fighting for their right for education.
Mr. Mahlangu, you said that we would have read what is written down. We would have watched the movie that has been made. But maybe hearing it from the family, as the family, how do you tell the story? Just to remind those that perhaps do not know who exactly is Solomon Mahlangu. How do you tell the story of Solomon Mahlangu? What happened as far as the family is concerned?
Look, the story of Solomon Mahlangu there was a movie, a theater drama. There is also Solomon Kaloshi Mahlangu scholarship that has been existent since from 2014 until today, that has educated over 500 young people in this country from rural, underdeveloped local communities, from poor communities. And I can assure you that we talked to one of our graduates, the doctors, the engineers we have produced. None of them would say the name was wrongly used and so forth. So in that way, through this education, we're telling the story of who exactly is this man, what was his commitment, the love he had for his own country and his people and the entire African continent.
So I also understand, as the family, you want an investigation around the circumstances of his death.
Yes. It's not only our family's decision, and the late lawyer, Priscilla Jana, was there together with the family to put in quest of the case, because we believe that he was wrongly convicted under a doctrine of common purpose. And his wishes when he interacted with the family was that, tell the people that I'm not a killer. I'm a liberation and come out so that the people know exactly who I am. And it is as a result we are saying, you know, like Timor case, the truth must be told at the end and justice must prevail in honor of Solomon Kaloshi Mahlangu.
Where is that process?
At the current moment, remember, we also explained to the public that we are intending to start the program, the case last year. Unfortunately, the lawyer passed on and there was COVID. But I will think that when there is normality in the country, we are going to proceed and we can assure the public that the case is going to be opened and the truth will be known. The truth will be revealed in court when the matter goes to court.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That is the spokesperson of the Mahlangu family, the Gideon Mahlangu, speaking for the Mahlangu family as we commemorate and celebrate the life of Solomon Mahlangu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.